You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity and another time to come into your homes, to your cars, however way you're tuning in. Guess what? This radio station has made it possible one more time. But what? It's about time for your miracle. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial made it possible for us to come on into your homes. And by the way, our Cypress audience, we're so glad that you're tuning in. Oh man, on this Monday, the 22nd of this month, guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to get up, time for you to get over, time for you to come cross and come through, because God has made a way for you. We thank God for you once again. Tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Hallelujah. Where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. We're so grateful and we're so thankful that you're tuning in again this morning. We thank God for you for just being here around the radio. Amen. And on Cypress audience, tag and share with somebody. Let them know that Apostle now is on the air. He's on the air. Amen. Come on. Tagging this with somebody, rate somebody up and let them know that Apostle Watkins is on the air. Praise our God. We want to go into a word of prayer. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your kindness. We thank you now because you have kept us all night long. We thank you that you let us lay down, God. Hallelujah. You kept the blood running warm in our veins, God, and the activity of our limbs, God. You kept in function intact, God. So when we woke up out of a deep sleep this morning, Father, we was closed in our right mind. The blood was running warm in our veins. God, the activity of our limbs was working, Father. We thank you this morning, even now, God, for those that are on the other side of this Cypress audience, on the other side of this mic, Father, the radio station, Father. We thank you for touching their bodies. We thank you now, God, that you have made it possible for us to come to the throne of grace through your blood. And we thank you that we was redeemed, hallelujah, by your blood. We thank you now, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We want to give a God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins. Amen, my wife. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. To our church mother, Mother Brown, bless you. Amen. And to all the prophetesses and evangelists, amen, and the elders that is there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple in the Saints of God. We want to send out a God bless you shout to you early this morning. Come on, tag again and let somebody know that we're on the air. We're on the air now. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. God bless all of you. Listen, we want to send out our condolences, amen, to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour, those have gone through bereavement hour. We are yet praying for you. We want to send out our condolences to these families, amen. We want to send out our condolences to the Robinson family, praise God, and the passing of Apostle Keith Robinson, amen, hallelujah. We want to send out our condolences to the family, amen, hallelujah, down there in round by or Miami, and to Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward is her son. And we want to send out our condolences, and we want to throw our arms around this family and love on them. Praise God. Amen. The homegoing service for Apostle Keith will be on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Praise God. I'm quite sure you have seen it all on the Facebook and everywhere. Amen. That this will be a great homegoing celebration for Apostle Dr. Keith Robinson. Amen. He have come up and preached at our church several times. many occasions he have come up, had services there. And we want to send out our condolences again to the family. Amen. Hallelujah. To his wife and to his church family there. Amen. And to Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise God. We're praying for you all. We're praying for you all. Also, we want to send out our condolences to the Evans family, Shan, Quita, Danny, Evans, and to the grandchildren in the passing of Sister Betty Evans. Amen. We want to send out our condolences to this family and her sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. Miss Smith, we send out our condolences to you and your family at this time that as you go through this process of grieving. Amen. We want to pray for this family. The homegoing service for Sister Betty Evans will be on May the 4th. Amen. At I think it's around 1 in Titusville at their church, Space Coast. We thank God. It's the name has changed. I think it's New Life, not New Life, but Life Church. We want to send out our condolences to the church family also. Also to the radio station because she was a radio announcer. Amen. Come on Sunday mornings and did, you know, play your records, play your favorite songs. And we want to send out our condolences to this family and love on them because it's a voice going to be missed from the radio station there in Titusville. Amen. WPIO with Salvation and Praise. That's what it was. WPIO with Salvation and Praise. Sister Betty Evans, as she will come on and say, hallelujah. Brother Curtis, as she will come on and say, Lady Watkins, we want to send out our condolences to the family. Amen. We ask you to pray for us and pray with us. Also, we want to send out our condolences to my son and my daughter, amen, in the passing of his aunt, amen, in Jersey. We want to send out our condolences to Pastor Jamal Moses and to my daughter, Carissa Moses, and their family on that side. We want to send out our condolences, and we want to be in prayer for them as they travel going to the homegoing service for their aunt, his aunt. Praise God. Pray that God will cover them. Pray that God will cover the rest of the family. And like I said, you may know somebody that I don't know. So we'll join in prayer with you and be in agreement with you and pray for those. Pray for those that are yet going through, amen, difficult times, difficult situations. Praise God. Hey, we want you to know and we want to thank God. Now on this side, we want to thank God. We want to thank God and give a good God bless you shout out to again, Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Oh, boy, what a time on last Saturday. Amen. Down there, we celebrated her birthday. Praise God. Oh, my God. Some of you can see it on the Facebook. We celebrated her birthday. She turned 70 and still going strong for the Lord. Still going strong. Still preaching, singing, and dancing. Oh, you can see, did we not have a good time on her birthday on last Saturday? Praise our God. Saturday evening, it was so nice. It was blessed. Thank God I got a chance to meet again some people. I got a chance to meet some, get acquainted again with my old friends that was established through meeting with her. Amen. Pastor Scott, co-pastor Scott. Oh, my God. Her sisters, them, her brothers, them, all in from New York, Carolina, Bowman, South Carolina. Oh, it was just so much in that God allowed us and so many people he allowed us to meet on Saturday through the birthday celebration for Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. I tell you, it was something. It was something. So we continue to pray for her, pray with her, and that God will continue to keep her, amen, and bless her, and keep her strong and keep her going forth before him. Amen. Thank God for you. All of them yesterday. Thank God for our services at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. Once again, we had a phenomenal time on yesterday. Praise our God. God was with us, and he's going to be with us continually. I want you to be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because guess what? He's right there. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. Come on. Hallelujah. Today I want to, it's a prayer of David. Hallelujah. Prayer, a prayer for help. It's a prayer for help. Anytime we need help from God, any day, every day, we need help from God, because the enemy has the desire to sift us as wheat. But he told Simon, Simon, I pray for thee that thy faith fail thee not. So what we want to do is we want to, today, we want to take time. It's a prayer for help. See, we can get help in the natural if we need it. We can go sometimes, you know, you give you a little help if you need it. Then sometimes they say, well, we can't help you. We can't help you. But this prayer that I'm talking about the help from God. He would never forsake us nor leave us. But he is a very present help in the time of trouble. He's right there with us. He's right there with us. He's not working against us. He's for us. A lot of times people feel that I'm in trouble and God is not with me. God is not with me. They feel that I'm in trouble and I'm by myself. God does not hear me, but he always hear you. He always hear you. For the book of Psalms, the 27th Psalms, hallelujah, it said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Because when the wicked come up unto me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. God is with you. Come on, and we're going to jump down here. It said they stumbled and fell. When the wicked came unto me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. God is a present help. He's with you in trouble. He's right there. Hallelujah. Then this one thing it said, one thing have I desire that I may, I jump down to the fourth verse. One thing I desire that I may dwell, that I may dwell, that I may, that I will seek after, that I will seek after his face, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. See, in the house of the Lord, there's strength. In the house of the Lord, there is peace. In the house of the Lord, there is joy. Somebody need to come on. Hallelujah. You got to stay in the presence of God because he is your help. He is your hope. He is your peace. He is your joy. Come on. Hallelujah. The enemy wants you to look at the circumstances and the situation and begin to say this. I don't have nobody on my side. Everybody is against me. But what did David say? Hallelujah. When the enemy came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Why? Because God is my help. Come on. Somebody need to type that in. God is my help. When you're going through, God is your peace. God is your joy. He is your hope. Again, the fourth verse, one thing have I desire, come on, of the Lord, that I will seek after. I'm going after him with everything in me. I'm going after him. Hallelujah. I'm giving all my all to him. Hallelujah. He said that I may dwell, that means stay there, in the house of the Lord. Come on, hallelujah. All the days of my life. Come on. Behold the beauty. How, God? Behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. And inquire in his tabernacle. And inquire in his tabernacle. I want to know about him. I want to know about his love. I want to know about his peace. Come on. I want to know what he can do and how he can do it. He is my help. He is my help today. That's right. He is your help today, cousin. He is your help today. Hallelujah, mother. He is your help today, sister. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what I desire to do. This is what David is saying. I decided to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For in, here we go, that fifth verse. For in the time, we're in the fifth verse now. In the time of trouble, he shall hide. Oh, my goodness. He shall hide me. Hallelujah. He shall hide me. God is going to hide you. When the enemy, come on here, has come up against you and he comes to try to take you out, God will hide you. Yes, he will. He will hide you according to what he said in that tabernacle and in that sanctuary. Come on here. He's going to hide you. Come on. The enemy cannot find you when you in God. The enemy cannot distract you when you in God. The enemy cannot overtake you when you in God. Come on. Hallelujah. He said he want to hide you. He's going to hide you. And what when he hide you, he's going to hide you up on the from the enemy, from the snare of the enemy. Come on. From the tricks and the plot and the plan of the enemy. God is going to hide you today. God is your help today. He is your peace today. So all you got to do is what? Trust in him. Come on. All you got to do is lean on him, not lean to your understanding, because he is your help today. Come on. For in the time of trouble, for in the time of trouble. See, I think he said, and he talked to Abraham. He talked to Job. He said, Job. Job was in trouble. But what he did was he hid Job. Come on. Hallelujah. He turned around and still hid Job, but it looked like Job was in trouble because Job was losing everything. But God still hid him in the midst of what he was going through. So God will hide you. That's right. Good morning, Dr. Mitchell. God will hide you in the time of trouble. Good morning, Sister Tanya Gaynor. He'll hide you in the time of trouble. Good morning to you. It's good morning to you because God will hide you no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're in. God will hide you. He will take you through it while hiding you. He will bring you out while hiding you. So this is why I want to dwell in his tabernacle. This is why I want to stay in his presence. This is why I want to seek after his face. Come on. Come on. Because he will hide us. He will hide us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's get some more in here because it's getting good to me. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his tabernacle. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And this is what it is. He shall hide me in his tabernacle. Praise God. He shall hide me. I'm going to stay right there. Again, he shall hide me. He shall do what? Set me up on a rock. He shall set me up on a rock. Oh, my God. In the time of hiding you, you ain't going down. You can't go down because he's going to do what? Set you up on a rock. Now he's going to hide you and set you up on a rock. Seem like you're going to be seen if you're sitting up on a rock. But still there, he's going to hide you. And then he's going to do what? Set you up on a rock. And now shall thine head, hallelujah, thine head be what? Lifted up above thy enemies. Come on. He's hiding you and he's setting you up on a rock. And now your head is going to be lifted up above your enemies. You are seeing what the enemy is doing. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Even though he hiding you and the enemy is looking to destroy you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see that? Hallelujah. Again, he said, and now, hallelujah, shall thine head be lifted up above thine enemy. Hallelujah. God's going to set you up on a rock. He's going to set you up on a rock. He's going to keep you through all of this that you're going through. So you must know that he's your help. You must know that he is your peace. You must know that he is your comforter. You must know. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he is who he say he is. He's going to do what? He's going to hide you. And in the midst of hiding you, he's going to let your head be lifted up above thy enemies. Come on here. And there I will sing. You got to sing. You got to give him praise. You got to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He hid you and he's hiding you in the midst of this. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what God would do. He would hide you in the midst of what you're in. This is what God would do. He would give you peace. He would give you joy. Hallelujah. When it seemed like all the trouble around you, when it seemed like you're about to be devoured, the enemy is trying to devour you. God will give you peace, and then he'll turn around and keep you, and he'll hide you in the midst of it all. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, it says right here, I tell you, I was be jumping through some verses because it's getting good. I can't get all of it in at this short span of time here, but I want to get these points into you. When you're going through something, you got to know that Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah, he's there with you. Whatever you want to call him, he's still there with you. He's a help. That's what David said, a prayer, a prayer, a prayer for help. Come on, God will help you. He will not only help you, he will hide you. Not only will he help you, hide you, but he'll keep you while he's helping you. Hallelujah. And he'll hide you. You ain't going to say nothing to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said, hear, O Lord, I cry with my voice. Seventh verse. With my voice have mercy upon me and answer me. Ooh, have mercy upon me and answer me. God heareth you, and he will deliver you. He will bring you out. He will, hallelujah, make a way for you. Yes, he will. That's what he said right here. Again, that seventh verse, that seventh verse says, hear me. Hear, O Lord, thy cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Hallelujah. And when thou outside, seek ye thy face. When I have said, seek ye thy face with my whole heart, said unto thee, thy face will I seek. Will I seek. I will seek your face, not your hand, but I seek your face. Come on, because I want to know what you're saying in this hour for me. He said, I will seek your face, not your hand. Not your hand. Many people are seeking God for what they can get. But I will seek your face because I want to know. I want to know. I want to know what you're saying in this hour. Come on. God bless you, Minister Reverend Watkins. God will do what he say he's going to do. But we got to do what? Trust him. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. You got to trust him when you can't hear him. Sometimes God don't speak. That don't mean that he has left you. He's still helping you. What do you do when God is silent? Oh, my God. What do you say when God is silent? Come on. Hallelujah. That's why he's my help. That's why he said, I will seek you. I come to know you. I want to know you. And then the eighth verse, while thou seek my face, my heart says unto thee, thy face will I seek. And here, hide not thy face from me. Come on. Put not thy servant away against thee. What's what it say? Put not thy face away. God won't hide. He won't hide from you. No, he won't. He will help you. He will help you because he's a very present help in the time of trouble, according to what we just read. Come on. He said, Oh, Lord, my salvation. Oh, Lord, my strength. Oh, Lord, my peace. Oh, Lord, my joy. Because he is all of this in the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. It says, when thy father and thy mother forsake thee. Come on. The 10th verse. When thy father and thy mother forsake thee. Listen what he says right here. He says, then the Lord will take thee up. The Lord will take thee up. You're in God's hands, even though you're going through when you feel forsaken, when you feel like nobody cares. He said, the Lord will take thee up and teach me thy ways, O Lord. Lead me in the path of righteousness. Come on. Because of thy name's sake. Oh, my goodness. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He says in the 12th verse, deliver me. Come on. He's deliver me, not over to the hands of thy enemies. God is not going to deliver you over to the hands of your enemy. Come on. Hallelujah. What he's going to do is he's going to hide you, and he's going to bring you out. He's going to sit you up on a rock, and your head is going to be lifted up above thy enemies. Come on. Above thy enemies. Above thy enemies. Come on. Above thy enemies. So your enemies does not have the last say so. Your enemies cannot do nothing to you. Because God had did what? Sit you up on a rock above and lift your head up above your enemies. He's your help. He's your peace today. You got peace today. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. Because God is your help today. This is what we were singing. This is what we are saying. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. He will fight for you. He will fight for you. Nobody told Jehoshaphat. He said, Jehoshaphat, he said, when he inquired to seek the Lord for help, he told him, he said, ye need not to fight in this battle. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord. He said, what you need to do is stand still. Mm. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, this is what you got to do. You got to stand still because God is your help. God is your peace. God is your joy. Stand still. Stay still. Don't say nothing. Stand still. Don't fight with your own flesh. Don't fight. Oh, come on, with words or whatever. Whatever the case may be, because he's your help. He's going to fight for you. You need not to fight in this battle. I need you to stand still. I need you to hold your peace. I need you to be giving me praise, because I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to bring you through this. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to deliver you. This is what he's saying. Hallelujah. While you're standing still, because you inquire after him. You're seeking after him. Come on. So now he's going to help you in the time of trouble. He's going to hide you in the time of trouble. He's going to set you up on a rock. And thine head should be lifted up above thy enemies. The thing that's trying to overtake you, the thing that's trying to destroy you, God has helped you. He has hid you from that thing that's trying to overtake you. So this is what we do. This is what we do. I'm coming down to the close here. I'm getting to the close here. I was just picking out some verses out of this here. Come on, because this is good right here. He says, this last verse, the 14th verse, my time is coming and gone. Hallelujah. Wait upon the Lord and be of good courage. This is the 14th verse closing out. Wait upon the Lord and be of good courage. Come on. Hallelujah. And he is a guarantee, and he shall strengthen thine heart. God is your help today. He's going to strengthen your heart after you've gone through all of this. My time is coming, gone. Hallelujah. But he said, wait upon the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. And the last part of it says, wait, I say, on the Lord. 1 minute. I told y'all I had to get out of here. He's your help. Again, that last part, it says, wait. Wait. Stay right there. Wait. Don't worry. My time is coming gone. Don't wait. Don't fear. But wait on the Lord. He that will come shall come. Listen, until Friday morning. I might pick this back up. I might pick this right back up. Friday morning. You don't want to miss the broadcast. Wait right there till Friday morning. God bless you. It's my prayer.
Been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.